Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we all need to rejoice and be glad that we're in this day. Glory to God, for he kept you all night long. He gave us a chance to wake up this morning with the blood running warm through our veins. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with our announcements. I want to encourage, if you missed Faith Come By Hearing on yesterday, you missed a treat. None other than Elder Bertha Askew. She was off the chain. I don't know how y'all could miss it. It was just an awesome, awesome sermon on yesterday, and her praying and just singing, and oh my God, just glorifying the Lord. If you missed it, you can hear it on demand. But the show came on yesterday at on Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. I like to get mine right hot off the press when she's praying, amen, glory to God, because it's just awesome, 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 and awesome word on yesterday. But go back and hear it, because it will bless your very soul. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And it'll be a 30-minute break between there and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to make sure that you tune in and show Ministry Elaine some love, you know, amen. You know, people say, yeah, I love you. Yes, you always can say it, amen. But love is what it does. So can you go over and show, amen, Ministry Elaine some love by listening to the show that comes on after Prophetic Corner? It's that awesome word as she come forth and break bread and bring forth the word of the Lord. Glory to God. So you don't want to miss it. I'm going to encourage you to go over and hear it. And don't forget, glory to God. Amen. If the show has been a blessing to you, in which I know it has, go ahead and sow. Amen. You can sow into any of the ministries. Hallelujah. You know, everybody's under the same umbrella. We all right there under the same umbrella. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and send in an offering to the ministry and let them know how much you appreciate everything that they're doing and all that they're doing. Glory to God. And if you move on up, amen, just a little bit further, I call them the Wild Impact Team, and it comes on Tuesday, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And listen, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, or you just need somebody to help you to get on the right path, glory to God, I'm going to encourage you to hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead. You can inbox them right now. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait till the show is over. Go ahead and inbox them right now, and they will get back with you. I can guarantee they will get back with you and let you know, amen, and you can tell them whatever the need is so they can tell you, amen, and give you other information as if you want to become a partner. They can help you with that, glory to God. And if you just need a life coach, they can help you with that. And if you just need a marriage counselor, they can also help you with that. You know, It's not that, you know, God is not doing what he need to do. It's most of the time, amen, and all the time, we're not doing what we need to do. Because if the door is open for you to get what you need, then why not get it? Get the help you need. If the line is open for prayer and you know you need prayer, why not press the one and get what you need? You know, everything, sometimes, you know, we make it so hard. Hallelujah. When it's not that hard. It's easy. Press one, bring you in, give your prayer request, where you're calling from, And that's it. Hallelujah. Now, come on. Those are just some simple, easy steps. You know, my children can follow those steps. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, nobody wants to put you out there on straight street. Nobody wants to do that. Glory to God. We just want to make sure that you get your prayer needs met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it also, if you want to become a partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. I always say the more because, you know, too much is given, much is required. So when you get more, then you should be able, amen, to give more. You know, sometimes we always build a bigger barn for, you know, I just say ourselves, amen, glory to God. But, you know, when God is trying to get us to reach out and step out on faith, you know, go a little further and just see what I would do. Hallelujah. He said, prove me and see if it's not so. You know, hallelujah. He's proved himself over and over and time again in the word of God. Glory to God. So, you know, come on, step out on faith and give even more and see what God will do with it. Glory to God. You know, sometimes I don't have, but if you're going to need more than $25, amen, when it comes down to the light bill, when it comes down time for, you know, the house payment, when it comes down time for being the insurance, glory to God, you don't need more than that. And you can say, Lord, I'm going to sow this. Lord, this is what I got, Lord God. And it is not enough to meet my needs, God. But Lord, I'm going to see that I'm going to see, Lord God. And you say, prove you, Lord. So here it goes. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you go ahead and then watch when we do it. Yes, we will. Every time. Hallelujah. Not that he falls short, it's that we fall short. Glory to God. And people, hallelujah. We just got to step out there on faith. And know that faith lives on the inside of us. We have that Holy Ghost power, that dunamis power, that staying power to stay with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God until something breaks. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Well, if anybody desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, there's nothing like, you know, calling a prayer line and getting a prayer needs met. Glory to God, because God is still in the miracle working business. He will come through every time. He's not a sometime God. He's an on time God, and he's there every time we need him. Hallelujah. He said, many of the affliction of the righteous, so I shall deliver them out of them all. So you see that word all right there, glory to God. So he's an all time God. He never sleeps, he never slumbers. He's there whenever you need him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. I see we have someone who has pressed a 1. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller 701. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The line
is kind of going in and out. So you really
it's kind of going
it.
In and out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can fix that. Thank you. I'm glad you. Let's fix that. Amen. We're on live show, so we're going to see if we fix that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see if we can fix that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm sure they couldn't understand.
Hallelujah. Does that sound any better?
It does. Yes, it sounds better. Oh, but
okay.
I need to hear you say some things. So.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
That sounds a lot better.
Okay. All right. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, man, thank God for people who can tell you what's going on. Hallelujah, my God. Hey, man, because we want everybody to hear and be able to get it. Glory to God. All right, let's continue on. Hallelujah, in the word. I'm going to go ahead on now and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. If you can't hear me, let me know. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and text me. I'll watch it. Hallelujah. Now, I missed it, but I will watch it. Hallelujah. To make sure, hallelujah, that it sounds fine. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, oh Lord. We thank you, God, how you spared our lives, oh God. You gave us the strength, Lord, to carry on, Lord God. Father God, you gave us the strength, Lord God, to be in a place, God, oh my God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That come against the enemy right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We don't care, Lord God, every trick of the enemy. We cast it back into the pit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that we serve an on-time God. We know, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, works out for the good, Lord God, of them that love the Lord, that's called according, Lord God, to your purpose, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that everyone that's on the sound of my voice, Lord God, oh my God, and seek your face, God, oh my God, and turn, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you'll bless them, Lord God. We know that you are a miracle working God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the one that called in, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, of Troy, Alabama, oh God. Father God, we know you can send the healing anywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God that's everywhere that we need him to be. So God, we send the miracles, Lord, to Troy right now in the name of Jesus. We send the strength, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever they're weak, you will build them. Wherever they're weak and torn down, oh God, you will build them up. Give them strength like never before, God. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus, from the top of their head, Lord God, to the sole of their feet, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The God we serve don't move. Hallelujah. He's right there, and he's there all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get ready to get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18. Glory to God. Let's just give a little bit, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, we're going to be, I like this book. I really like the book, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. I love it, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, it tells a lot about, you know, who you are and what you should be doing, glory to God, and, you know, how you should depend on the Lord. And you see, none of us are past going through nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. You know, we all going to go through some trials. We all going to go through some tribulations. Glory to God. But we got to do what? Stay focused and depend on God. Hallelujah. You can't move. You got to stay right there. Focus yourself and stay right there. Sometimes the cares of this world, you can get so caught up in them, glory to God, and you forget, okay, I ain't read, Lord, I ain't read this week, you know, and then, oh my God, Lord, I haven't prayed this week, and then you go on, and you get so caught up in the cares of the world, but don't get caught in that situation. Continue to read, continue to stay in the word, continue to pray, continue in the faith that lies within you and the hope that lies within you, glory to God. Don't move. Hallelujah. Even though things are falling down around you, just as long as it ain't falling on top of you, you're good. Just keep it moving. Glory to God. Let's get into the word. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking, we're going to talk about Elijah here on today. Hallelujah. Let's give just a little bit of background, hallelujah, before we get into the word. Hallelujah. If you don't finish the whole chapter, what we'll do, we'll come back and we'll finish it up on next week. Glory to God. You know, Ahab was, he was really not a good person. I'm going to piggyback just a little bit on chapter 17 so you can see where I'm going. He was really not a good person. He made God angry. Oh, my God. He did a lot of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Than the other kings did of Israel. Glory to God. He was really terrible. You know how Ahab and Jezebel were. They were some terrible people. Hallelujah. But you know what? It don't matter what it looked like because God had it all the time. Glory to God. You know, we're going to get into the message and we're going to find out just how, amen, what God did, hallelujah, during that time. So let's move on right here on chapter 18, and I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to title, just wait on God. You know, sometimes we step out our timing, but you got to wait, hallelujah. And Elijah told him, you know, you ain't going to get no rain, you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't gonna have nothing to water them cattle you got. You ain't gonna have no need to take a bath. You ain't having nothing. Your brook gonna dry up and everything. You ain't gonna have nothing. Hallelujah. You know that someone always said nothing. That's how they say it. And I just think it's just so funny. And so they said nothing. You ain't gonna have nothing. Hallelujah. And you know what? It came to pass just how he spoke it. Elijah was a prophet, and it came to pass just like he spoke it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's see what happened here. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. You see, he didn't run over after the Lord told him what to tell him. He didn't just go, you know, on his own. He waited on a set time for the Lord to tell him, okay, now do you want me to go now? He said, go. This is your time to go. A lot of times people step outside of their timing. Now just think, if he had went, he might have killed him, because, you know, he was a bad boy. Him and Jezebel was just awful. It was something else there. Ooh, what you say? Hallelujah. My God, my God. And if he'd have went, he might have killed him before he had got done what God wanted him to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he didn't. He stayed right there. Hallelujah. He didn't move. Hallelujah. Until it was time, he said, now, go show yourself. I got you. If God tells you to do something, amen, understand, he going to be with you. But if he don't tell you to do something and you go do it on your own, don't expect him to be there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people go without praying. You need to pray before you say stuff also. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I'm going to get them to right now. Did he tell you to go tell them all? Sometimes he would tell you, let it go. Just leave it alone. I got you. I got this. Just let it go. Hallelujah. And sometimes, hallelujah, he said, now hold up. You need to handle this. Hallelujah. So just hold on. Because if he'd have stepped outside his time, he may not have completed the journey which God had him on. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. See, he knew the Lord. Hallelujah. He knew the Lord. Glory to God. But listen, sometimes you can work in a hostile environment. You may work in an environment where nobody knows the Lord but you. But guess what? That one saint can make a difference up in that place if you're living right, if you're doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. You know, so sometimes you go in, and then just because nobody likes you and nobody does this and they can't stand you and all this, then you'll turn the way of the world instead of being that light to shine in that dark place, putting out, amen, all the evilness. Hallelujah. Stamp it out, everything that's wrong up in there, by letting your light shine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks. Preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. You know, he said, go and look. You go one way. He's telling them, you know, go and let's see if we find something to feed them, because there was a famine in the land. Understand, wasn't no water for no cows, wasn't no water for the sheep, the goats, wasn't even no grass, wasn't nothing, because, you know, water makes things what? Grow. So they didn't have none of that. So guess what? He said, well, maybe we can perhaps save them. Okay, listen. Hallelujah. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him and fell on his face and said, aren't thou that my Lord Elijah? See, he knew the Lord, so he knew who Elijah was. Hallelujah. And he fell on his face. Amen. And he welcomed him. He knew the Lord. So he knew him ever since he was a boy. So he knew who he was. You know, whenever you walk up on somebody, glory to God, you're going to just about know, amen, if you are in, let me tell you like this, if you're in God's word, you are studying the word of God, and you have the discerning of the spirit. Let me tell y'all something, hallelujah. You're going to know what's going on. You know, I've seen a lot of this, you know, going things that go on now. I used to didn't pay a lot of attention to a lot of stuff. But now I pay a lot of attention. You have to make sure, amen. I was just talking to someone earlier about being attentive when you, you know, and we have been taught that by our pastor, yes, Pastor Ralph, glory to God. You know, when you go in the store, you know, you better be prayed up. Before you go in the store, you better be prayed up. And when you're getting in that place, you know, you better be prayed up. And you better continue to pray while you're all around in those stores and, you know, and all that stuff. You know, and I understand, you know, understand it better by and by, you know, and that's what you're saying. When you meet somebody and they say, well, you know what, I am of the Lord, and you're going to know them. If you're prayed up, God's going to tell you, you need to leave them because that ain't right. Hallelujah. Something about them ain't right. You need to go. Hallelujah. Don't just stand there. Keep stepping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why you have to, men are always praying, not faint, so you'll know what's going on. Glory to God. And he answered him, glory to God, go, tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here. Listen at what he's saying. And he said, what? Have I seen that thou would have delivered thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? He was saying, because he knew they had killed all those prophets. And he knew what Ahab and them would do. Hallelujah. And so, you know, he said, what? Have I did anything to you that you would send me so he could kill me too? Oh, come on now, you know. Glory to God. He knew what he could do. It didn't matter if he was his governor in his house. You know, a governor in the house of Ahab, he makes sure everything goes correct and, you know, everybody's doing and everybody's working and doing what they're supposed to do, you know, and he oversees things in the house. That's what he was doing. Hallelujah. But you know what? He worked in that environment with Ahab, but he didn't have that spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He remained faithful. Hallelujah. As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord had not sent to seek thee. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nations that they found thee not. You know, he looked everywhere, hallelujah, for Elijah, because he had killed, they were killing prophets. They were killing the true prophets, hallelujah. Let's just put it like that. You know, people would kill a true prophet, you know, with their mouth, but it's one that tell them, you know, good stuff all the time and not telling them things for their good to where they can grow in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are followers. But those that are true prophets, glory to God, and true men and women of God, they'll put their mouth on them and they'll tear them down. You see it right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Hallelujah. Chapter 18 and verse 10. It's in the book. Hallelujah. And that's the way it rolls. Glory to God. My God, hallelujah. He said he went everywhere looking for you. Don't you know God will hide you from your enemy? Yeah, I was just talking to someone about that. I asked the Lord, I said, that was someone that I didn't need to see right then. And I said, Lord, I don't need to see them right now, you know, because I wanted him to fix me, you know. And you know, when you have some hurt sometimes, you want to kind of just wait. And you ask God, God, heal me on from the inside out. So, you know, you won't say nothing out of the way. And don't you know he'll hide you from those people? And he will. He did it. I know it. Because I was just speaking to telling someone how he done that. And he did. And then when it was time and he knew that that hurt was gone, then I saw the person. Glory to God. And that's how he do it. He said, hold up. Wait a minute. You know, hallelujah. You know, he looked everywhere for you and couldn't find you. He'll hide you, hallelujah, from anything. God will hide you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will hide you. Glory to God. Let's move on to 11. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thou servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He said, he feared the Lord. He said, I know him. I've been knowing him ever since I was a boy. I fear the Lord. But he said, now, you know, Ahab, you know, he may kill me if I come and you don't show up. That's what he was saying. But you know what? Understand, Elijah was a mighty man of God. He wasn't going to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wasn't scared because he knew who he had on his side, because he had already told him to go and show yourself. Hallelujah. He could have just kept him here. God could have kept him here, but he didn't. He told him, go show yourself. You can't be scared, hallelujah, when you come against a demon. You can't be scared. If you know you ain't got it in you to cast them out, then don't go around here talking about you no demon slayer, because they're going to slay you, hallelujah, and send you out, hallelujah. My God, if you know you can't cast out, don't go playing with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I remember preaching this before. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it back to my remembrance about, you know, some people see stuff and they know it ain't of God, but then they're trying to figure out who it is. Hallelujah. If you know it frightens you and you know it ain't God, hallelujah, because God ain't going to scare you. Glory to God. It ain't, the Holy Ghost ain't going to scare you. Go ahead and cast it out and be done with it. So you got no room here. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't play. And you say, well, I was trying to figure out who. No, don't play with it. Hallelujah. Go ahead and cast it out and be done with it. But that comes with that Holy Ghost power that you need. Hallelujah. And you know, they've been preaching some good word, and I've just been enjoying it. I know, yes, I am under the umbrella, but I enjoy it every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, you got to be open to learn new things. You can't always think you got it all. Hallelujah. I know will get you in a lot of trouble. And I hear that a lot. Sometimes when people repeat stuff to other people, you know, say, well, you know what, this is what you might need to do. Well, yeah, I know. But you know what, it could be just a confirmation coming along to saying, okay, well, you might have known it, but you forgot it somewhere in the back of your brain, and I'm going to let somebody else help you and bring it back to your remembrance so that way you can step out and this is what you need to do. Glory to God. I know we'll get you in a lot of trouble. Sometimes it just pays just to listen. Can we just listen? Hallelujah, glory to God. We sometimes talk all the time. Can we just listen? Listen at what's being said. I can get so quiet, glory to God, I can listen. If you're talking and you're talking the good stuff, I can hear you all day long. I can be quiet and you don't even know I'm there. You know, they have to ask, are you there? Yes, I'm here. I'm listening all the time. I am. I'm scribing. I'm writing it down too also. I don't care if it's prayer. I'm writing it down, the prayer that you prayed. Hallelujah. And you're talking. I'm writing it down. And understand what I'm doing. I'm writing it. I'm dating it. And I'm going to put the date on it and today's date. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to have a whole 9 yards. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way you do it. Have a listening ear to hear. You know, when they say have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you got to be willing to listen, not talk all the time. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you can talk yourself out of a blessing. Yeah. And I remember we were in this particular place, and one of my siblings said, see there, you're going to talk yourself out of a blessing. So you need to just be quiet and don't say nothing. And she was right. Glory to God. Let's move on. 13. Was it not told my Lord that I did what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. He was saying, you know, he'll kill you. You know, that's just the way it was. He had been Jezebel with some bad people. Glory to God. He was saying, and you know, he'll kill me. Hallelujah, if I go tell him. Hallelujah. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He said, go ahead, go tell him. He said, I'm going to make sure I show up. You know, he was saying, I ain't scared. Go tell him. You know, tell him I'm here. And when you go tell him, I'm going to show myself to him. I'm not going to run off. I'm not scared. Go ahead, tell him. Hallelujah. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. and thou hast followed Balaam. He was saying, see, y'all have forsaken the real God, and you don't start following your own God. See, there's so many times, you know, if you know when you know the Lord, you know that you know that you know. You better stick with the Lord, hallelujah, the real, true, and living God. And stop going over there. Ain't no Buddha, ain't no Zuzu, ain't no cuckoo, ain't no none of that. Glory to God. There's only one God, hallelujah, glory to God. And that's in which you need to serve, hallelujah. And stop looking at all these other people serving and all, you know, I'm not going against whoever, whatever they're serving, hallelujah. But you know the true and the living God. Stick with that. And sometimes you get to dealing and dabbing. I don't know who it is, but we just going to go ahead and put it out there. Catch it if it's yours. And if you know it ain't yours, then just take it and put it on the shelf. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people get to dabbing and dabbing in other things. You know, I want to see how this one lives. I want to see how they live. I want to see how their God is, who their God is, and what their God is about. Hallelujah. You know, when you fall into doing all that and get to dabbing and dabbing, guess what's going to happen? Then that stuff's going to get in you, and it's going to get in your spirit. What it's going to do is going to follow your home. Hallelujah. Don't think it won't, because it will. You better know the true and the living God, hallelujah, and stick with that. I don't care about all that going on and all the other gods they're serving and all that different, you know, nationalities and all that different stuff they got going on. I'm going to serve the true and living God, and I'm going to stay with him, hallelujah. And that's what you need to do, whoever it is, hallelujah. Stop dealing and dabbing. You think because you're at your own home, hallelujah, and you're on the internet and it's okay. No, it's not. You're loosing them demons in your house, glory to God. And believe me, they're going to come back. Hallelujah. When you think, and you say, well, I don't see nothing tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I may not see nothing this night. But guess what? They're going to come back because you loosed them. Glory to God. In your household. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. My God. Be careful about trying to dilly-dally and find out other stuff about something that you know nothing about. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. He sent, he told them, bring them all. Just bring them all. Come on, we finna show y'all something. We gonna show y'all the true and living God. Bring them all on. Glory to God. Bring them on. I got something to show them. Hallelujah. You know, he knew who he was. You better know who you are. Know who you are in Christ. Know whom you serve. Know whom you belong to. Glory to God. Don't allow nobody to tell you, you know, tell you who you are and what you ain't. Glory to God. You know, so many times people have walked around and said, you know what, you're not a prophet. Don't let them tell you that foolishness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever God wants you to be, then that's what he wants you to be. Don't let no stranger tell you that. Hallelujah. If they don't want the word that you're trying to give out, then guess what? Keep it moving. Hallelujah. It's okay. You never once said, well, you know what? You've got to receive this word. No. The Bible said if they don't receive it, then what you do? Shake the dust and you keep it moving. So many times you try to make people believe who you are. Don't do it. Alert. Don't do it. You look, less stress. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Just keep it moving. Glory to God. Don't even worry about it. Hallelujah. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal then follow him, and the people answered him not a word. They didn't say nothing. He said, okay. If God be God in your life, then follow him. But if Baal be Baal, then you follow him. You ain't got to be between two opinions, glory to God. Come on. You know, you're going to either hate one or you're going to love the other. You're going to either hate the devil, hallelujah. You're going to love God or you're going to love Satan, amen, and you're going to hate God. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't be straddled the fence on this thing. You got to know that you know that you know that you serve a supernatural God and know who he truly is. But you got to stay anchored in his word. You got to stay anchored and focused on God's word. You lose your focus by trying to go off and get everything. You know, people going now trying to get more money. Hallelujah. But you know, he'll give you everything you desire. Hallelujah. Stay focused. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to make money. I'm not saying that. But just don't lose your focus in the process. You know, I can tell you, because once you lose your focus, it's hard to get back to that place in God. where you once was. You know, I used to go to school, amen, online, glory to God, hallelujah. And I give these testimonies because I've been through all that, hallelujah. And I used to say, I said, hold up, wait a minute, hold up now. I said, uh-uh, hold up. Lord, I ain't going to give this lesson more than I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. I'm not going, that's what, you know, that's what the older people said. They said lesson. They didn't say schoolwork, you know, like they talk proper now. They said lesson. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get his lesson. Hallelujah. More than I give you. Because if you ever get out of that place, it's hard for you to get back in that place you once was. It really, it truly is. So you got to remember to stay focused in the process. Yes, you may want to do it. You got to go out and work. Yeah, we know man don't work. He don't eat. We know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to make an honest living. Yes, we know all that. But you got to remember, you got to keep everything, amen, in a balance. You got to balance yourself. Hallelujah. You can't stay on the phone more than you stay in the word. Hallelujah. That's what I'm seeing now. People are so much on the phone. And, you know, a lot of times people, oh, my God, you know, I got to know. I got to see the news. I just got to see it. I just got to see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. But how about you just got to hear the word of God? And I just got to read the word of God. Those are the things that you really should have to do. My God. So that way you won't lose your focus. You have to keep everything out of balance state so you won't fall out of that place. Because if you fall out of that place, I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard. You can get back, but it'd be hard. It'll take you a few years. Hallelujah. It'll take you even a year, maybe even months to get back in that place. And Lord, well, you know what? I remember when I used to do this for you and I used to do that. And glory to God, and now I don't do it no more. So what happened? And then he'll tell you, well, what, this is what you did wrong. Hallelujah. You know, and then that way you can, amen, stay on track with everything. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. Then on 22, hallelujah. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. He said, ain't but one of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let's see. It's a whole lot of y'all. Let's see what's going to happen here. Okay, let's move on. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire on it, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire on it. He said, now here's what y'all do. Y'all go ahead and chop it up. Go ahead and cut him up. Cut him up real fine. Amen. He didn't tell him to grind him. He said, chop it up. Glory to God. And put him on, lay him on the wood. Don't put no fire on it. He was telling them, no, y'all can't put no rub, no sticks together and put no fire up on it. No, you can't do that. What you can do is just lay it on top of the wood. Glory to God. And don't put no fire on it. No, you can't strike no match and put no fire on it. You can't rub two rocks together, hit the stones, and fire come. No, we ain't going to do none of that. He said, I'm going to do it the same way, okay? And we're going to see, hallelujah, who is who, hallelujah. Let's move on, hallelujah. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 25. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock of yourself and dress it first. For ye are many and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning eve until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. Don't you know they were having a fit? They were calling Baal. Baal, answer. They were saying, where you at, Baal? Where you at? Baal wasn't going to answer them. He wasn't no true God. He wasn't. He wasn't. Hallelujah. So you better know. You better know that you know God for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, he let them wait first. He said, y'all call on y'all. Then I'm going to show y'all something. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? Hallelujah. Let's read 27, and we're going to talk about it. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey or a preadventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. He said, y'all call on him. You ain't calling loud enough. Shout a little louder. Maybe he can't hear you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, come on, shout a little louder. Wake him up. Hallelujah. You know, he was just kind of messing with a man, you know, because he knew he wasn't finna do nothing. Hallelujah. He knew that that fire wasn't finna get started. Hallelujah. He said, come on. Hallelujah. Maybe he had to go somewhere for a little while. Maybe he went over there. Hallelujah. To see if Sister Susie was all right over there at the other house. But y'all call on him a little louder. You better know when you call on the name of the Lord, the true name of the Lord, he gonna answer. Glory to God. But if you calling somebody else, they ain't gonna answer. It ain't the one God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the one that you need to call morning, noon, and night. Don't give up the call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why when we do these shows, we don't do them just for fun. We do them because we want you to get it. Hallelujah. We want you to get the true and the living God and to know what he will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it came to that pass. I'm sorry. Let's go back up. Hallelujah. 28. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out of them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the eve sacrifices, and there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any that regarded. He didn't even ask them. They ain't seen no fire. They ain't seen nothing. They ain't even seen a little trickle. They ain't even seen a little spark. Glory to God. Because they were calling on the wrong one. Okay, then just think about it. Hallelujah. When it was Elijah's time. Hallelujah. I'm going to kind of cut it a little bit short here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when it was Elijah's time, hallelujah, and Elijah gave them instructions on what they need to do. Go ahead and cut it up and lay it up there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I ain't worrying about it because I know who my God is. That's why you better know what God you serve. Hallelujah. He said, you go ahead, cut it up. Hallelujah. Cut the bulk up and lay it on the wood and watch what happens. Hallelujah. So Elijah said, I'm calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, hallelujah, of Israel, my God, he said, I'm calling on you. But all the time, you know what? Elijah was really interceding, hallelujah. He wasn't doing it for himself. When Elijah was praying, he was really giving intercession. He was giving intercession to restore the altar back to the honor of God's land. He was in spiritual warfare against the false religion that was going on in the camp. Glory to God. He intensified, hallelujah. So he just kept praying, hallelujah. Then the fire fell, my good God Almighty. So you see, he served the right God. He served the true and the living God. When the fire came down, can you imagine, hallelujah, how big their eyes got when they saw that it caught on fire, good God Almighty, and the fire began to blaze up, hallelujah. Can you imagine how they looked at him? Oh, my God, and the people began to bow down, and they began to say, you know what, his God is the true and living God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, don't you know some of those people, hallelujah, they got saved. Can you imagine, hallelujah, when they begin to see the fire, oh, my God, and the blaze going higher and higher, they said, that's the true and the living God. That's why you better know whom you serve. Know whom you're walking with. Glory to God. That's including your leaders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If they can't call fire from heaven, you better know who you're under. Glory to God. My God, my God. So he did. Hallelujah. My God, and they bowed down because they said, now I know that man truly served the true and living God. So Elijah said, all right, now kill all those prophets over there, all them people that already done slashed themselves up with blood dripping, hallelujah, all around them, good God Almighty, calling on Jesus, hallelujah, and he was nowhere, hallelujah. They were calling on their God, hallelujah, my God, my God. And so what he told them, hallelujah, kill them all. Don't let not nail get away. Glory to God. Kill them all because they false gods. My God, my God. Hallelujah. They were stuck on their own religion. Glory to God. They were stuck on Baal. And he said, go ahead, kill them all. Don't leave now. Not now in the land. Hallelujah. Don't let them get away. And he killed all of them. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And after he did all that, hallelujah, glory to God, he went on top of the hill. Oh, my God, my God. You know, after you done prayed, hallelujah, and you done all you want, all you can, hallelujah, and you done stood and stood there for, hallelujah, then you're going to go and you're going to stand and say, my God, God, you did it. I know, Lord God, you're a good God. I know whom I serve. Oh, hallelujah, my God, you can take all the pain away, oh, God. Oh, my God, I know whom you serve. I know whom you belong to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you need to wait on this time. Then he going to go and stand up on the hill. Now, y'all said I brought fire. Now, watch the rain come. Oh, good God Almighty. Because prior to it, he had spoke no rain in this land for 3 years. And it didn't rain. Not a drip drop. Hallelujah. Not a faucet drop. Not nothing. Hallelujah. Because they didn't have nothing to feed their animals. Remember? Glory to God. So when he went up on the hill, hallelujah, he said, look out and tell me what you see, hallelujah. They said, I don't see, we don't see nothing. And then they said, well, look, hold up, I see something small like the fist of a man's hands, glory to God. And he said, tell Ahab to hitch up, get his horses and get ready, because the rain is coming. Good God Almighty, don't you want your rain to fall in this season, hallelujah. So don't step outside of your season, good God Almighty. So the rain came, Elijah, hallelujah, said he got ready. He pulled his skirt up, glory to God, my God, my God, and he got ready, and he started to rain because it sounded, hallelujah, the abundant of rain was coming. So he took off, hallelujah. He beat Ahab, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, that's a true prophet, glory to God. When you know that you know that you know, when things are happening, oh, my Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, that you'll kill, hallelujah, the true prophets, and you'll keep the false ones alive. I remember back in a while back, hallelujah, there was this guy, hallelujah, and he said he was a prophet. Oh, glory to God. But he was doing everything and anything he could do. Glory to God, my God, my God. But you know, he had the people believing in it. But you know what I did, hallelujah? I never did go towards him, hallelujah. People were just swarming over him like crazy. I'm like, my God, what's the problem? What's going on here? You would think Jesus himself is him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you said you know God, but yet you run to something that you know is not God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And guess what? It wasn't nothing like it. He was not. Hallelujah. It was false. So you got to remember, hallelujah, you serve a true and living God. Look at Elijah. He was a man, mighty man of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, after everything went down, hallelujah, and he killed all them prophets, and he killed all them false prophets, glory to God, and he was still standing, hallelujah, because he had the Lord thy God with him. It didn't take him out, glory to God, and Ahab didn't take him out, hallelujah, but he came back in his time when it was time for him to come back and show himself to him. Glory to God, because if he'd have stepped outside of his season, he probably would have been dead, and he probably, none of that would have happened. Hallelujah. And those people wouldn't have even bowed down, hallelujah, to amen, to the real God, glory to God. They wouldn't even know, glory to God. And I want to reiterate, that's why intercession is so important. When you go, amen, in prayer in your churches and when you're in places and they say, let us pray. Prayer is so important, hallelujah, glory to God. He will show you people to pray for. He'll show you things to pray about. He'll show you, hallelujah, things that could come sometimes. So I need you to pray because this was what's going to happen. I remember one night, and I think it was one day, amen, and I was getting ready, amen, to go, amen, on my daily journey. And you know, I said, oh, my God, I started praying. I said, Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for, you know, don't let nobody be shooting in people's cars. And, you know, Lord, just protect me and protect people. And I just start praying those prayers about protecting people and cars and all that stuff. And then, amen, when I got back and I heard somebody told me about, you know, this person that shot in his car, and there were other people in there, glory to God, and it killed this one person. this one person, but it could have been even worse. You know, we do, our heart goes out, but, you know, it could have been even worse. All of them could have got killed. But the Lord said, I was getting them out. He said, she was ready. He said, I'm getting them ready. They weren't ready. So, see, she was ready to come with me, he said, but they weren't ready. Glory to God. So, when the enemy meant for bad, God turned it around and make it good. So, that's why I say you better always pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen to what he's saying. My God, my God. So when it's time for you to intercede, look at Elijah interceding and praying, you know, amen, and calling on the name of the Lord and all that he done and all the miracles that he did. Glory to God. That's just some of it. Hallelujah. It was much bigger than that. That's just some of it. It's much bigger than that. Hallelujah. And you need to intercede and you're going to be present. Hallelujah. At the present time, you need to be present and listen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Not working here and doing something over there and something here and something there. No, be present. Hallelujah. To hear what he wants you to pray about, because there could be something that he needs you to pray about right there in intercession, you know, in intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. And he can't give it to you if you're busy. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he can't use you if you're always on the phone when you go in a place. Hallelujah, he can't do that. Hallelujah. I got one now when I go, I said, hold up, wait a minute. I just cut the phone off. Okay, I'm going to go in this. I cut the phone off, now leave it. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said, Lord, use me. You know, you got to make yourself available for him to use you. Hallelujah. And I learned that. So I'm telling y'all, we get some good stuff over here. Glory to God. I ain't going to tell it all, but we get some good stuff over here. So you need to come on over here. Amen. Glory to God. And get some of this so it'll help you on your way. You know, because God is calling for a people. Amen. Glory to God. That is willing. Hallelujah. To be used. Hallelujah. To make yourself available. I said, oh, just cut it off. And we're going to go. I'm going to go on in this though. Hallelujah. None of that. We threw it there. And I just leave it. And I said, okay, now, Lord, whatever you got for me here in this place, then that's what you do. Lord, use me, Lord God. If it's something, if he just want me to tell somebody, you know, say, tell them that Jesus loves them, that's all I'm going to say. Glory to God. And it could be all they need for that day. Hallelujah. They could have never heard nobody say, well, you know what? Jesus loves you. Glory to God. So you just got to make yourself available. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. I'm sorry. You know, amen. We were going in and out. Hallelujah. I didn't see. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But we thank God. Hallelujah. That all is well. All is well. All is well. You got to learn how to be led by the right spirit. You know, you say, Lord, lead me, God. But what spirit are you calling to lead you? I want to be led by your Holy Ghost power, Lord God, by your Holy Ghost spirit. Because, you know, there's a lot of spirits out there you can call in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be led by your Holy Ghost spirit, your Holy Ghost power, oh Lord. That's what I want to be led by, Lord God. Mm. God, give me the discerning of the right spirit, Lord God. You know, if you call it out, hallelujah, then he ain't going to send nothing wrong to you. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Hallelujah. And let God be God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And our time is almost up. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, amen, I can take one more prayer request if you desire prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand raised here. Amen. But you know, God is good. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. I hear the Lord say, somebody has a fever. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I said that, hallelujah, glory to God, it just broke. Oh, good God Almighty. My God, that fever just broke. My God, we thank you, Lord God, that the fever is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, know that we serve an awesome God and we serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you again to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Glory to God. She'll be coming up next. Amen. I gave you the show number last week. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and it will be on in the next 30-minute break. Then you can go on, amen, and hear Minister Elaine. And I also want to encourage you, if you have not purchased a book, you need to go ahead and purchase it now. It's an awesome book. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and she will give you, amen, all the details, amen, on her show. I want to encourage you to go over and listen, and she'll give you the details. And it's also on Facebook where you can go and you can purchase the book. It's an awesome book, so you want to go and purchase it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, and I give my life to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived, and God is on their side. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next week. Have an awesome, awesome Sunday. Amen.